Remember those Enjoy Illinois commercials featuring Mini-Abe? A tiny Abraham Lincoln visits tourist sites to go ziplining, take a riverboat cruise on the Mississippi, and a hot air balloon ride in Galena. We haven't seen any new ones for a while, and that's because the state's tourism office stopped spending money on marketing. Joe Taylor, president of the Quad Cities Bureau, says it's been 5 months since convention and visitors bureaus in Illinois have received their state funding checks. For the Quad Cities, that's a loss of $150,000 and counting.
For instance, we've had two employees resign. Those positions are not going to be filled for the short term. We're not doing trade shows. We're not doing the marketing.
Other bureaus have had to lay off employees because of the lack of state funds. Glenn Kiefer has been in the restaurant business 45 years, most recently in Chicago. He says the city's Convention and Visitors Bureau cut 28 jobs last month.
In Chicago, I know the statistics are for every dollar that's invested in tourism, $25 in revenue comes back. So it's definitely a positive for the city, and I suspect that every municipality that has a tourism board, whether it's here in Moline or Quad Cities, the same could be true. And it's unfortunate that our politicians can't get to a compromise.
Cities are also losing hotel-motel tax revenue, which helps pay for local festivals and cultural events. The Illinois Restaurant Association, Lodging Association, and the state's Council of Convention and Visitors Bureaus have been running print ads this month. They urge residents to sign a petition to restore tourism funding. Meanwhile, Mini-Abe is probably sitting on a shelf somewhere, wishing he could introduce tourists to the delights of the Turkey Testicle Festival on Thanksgiving in Huntley. I'm Michelle O'Neill.